I am about to put us on mute just because it's 4 o'clock, and I really do want to be conscious of the time. So we're going to get started, folks. So wonderful to have everyone here. Whoa. Feel the energy on this call. It really is fantastic. Thank you, everyone, for joining this connective collaboration of conscious business. It is our time, folks. It is the time. For those of us who are really ready to play in this consciousness work, really in a much bigger playground. And the really delicious adventure does not happen alone. Those of you that are on this call already know that the really juicy stuff happens in connection and collaboration. It really calls you into the more of you. It calls you into the much, much bigger playground that's really eager to partner with you. So let's take a moment and just do a connection. And so I like to do these standing and stand feet hip-width apart, knees softly bent. Just relax the shoulders. Take a nice deep breath. And exhale. And just feel yourself coming more alive, more aware, more awake. It's as if the ding, ding, ding has come on and you're online. Feel yourself expanding from your core essence, filling the room, and just easily and effortlessly just breathe, relax, expand until you're as big as the universe, spilling over the edges of the unknown spaces and places. Super connected to all of you, super connected to all that is, and to one another, and all of us who are on this adventure of conscious business. Take a nice deep breath. And exhale. And just feel the yee-haw in your being, the aliveness that just sparkles. And notice what's on this call for you today. There is a potential that is partnering with you that has your name written all over it. And we no longer do anything alone, whether we're doing it physically with others, energetically. We are never alone. And there is always an abundance of resources, partnerships, collaborations, ideas, creations. You know this in your being, in yourselves. And just feel that. It's palpable, it's present, it's here. Take a deep breath. And on the exhale, just ripple that intention of yours for this call into being. And know that you will recognize it, either on this call or after this call, or on some of the other calls. So the idea with our call today, thank you everyone for being so deliciously connected and present. So the idea with my call today, I'm Adela Rubio. I am the host of the Conscious Business Telesummit. And I also hosted another telesummit with 23 speakers earlier this year. So collaboration is my playground. I love to play with others. And I have noticed that it is in playing with others in this conscious and connected and more than way that abundance is rippling into my world and into the world of all of those that partner with me. And I'm going to share with you today some of the things that I've experienced, particularly over the last year. I know that some of you are familiar with my mentor, Ellen Britt. I know that Jennifer's folks are familiar with her. But this telesummit is an example of a conscious business model. And those of you that have become my affiliates will come to know that conscious business model, and I will share some of the details about how I actually partner. That's one of the main questions that I kept getting over and over and over again, was how do you find other people to partner with? You know, we all have so many, I know that I have my own stories of some partnerships that, you know, have gone awry, where you feel you may have shown up fully present with your project, with your ideas, with your energy, and you got excited at the idea of partnering with someone else. And, you know, maybe some of the specific pieces didn't fit. And I'm going to say to you that each of those experiences has informed you about what is your model of conscious business. Because there is no wasted effort or energy in this multiverse. Everything that we experience can always be viewed as its potential. And that's one of the shifts that I'm going to ask you to make. So on our call today, the title of my conversation is about how to partner powerfully and profitably by aligning meaning, message, and markets. And when I say markets, I'm using that word, but really, really what I mean is tribe, right? Because there's somebody who you are here to be. And in your being this being, there is a message that you are eager to deliver, that you are eager to engage with others, that also aligns with something that is really, really needed. And so in the intersection of these things, your essence, who you are being, who you are serving, your tribe, and what it is, and one of my favorite people is Lance Secretan, and I met him at Coachville, and I did a program with him, a leadership training program, and he talked about terror threats. And so there's something that you really, really feel passionate about that is a cause that you can take on. And how you do this, particularly in your unique way and your unique flavor, is your offering, is your contribution. And I think that one of the areas where we struggle is in refining that. And so I am going to also say that the way that we refine that is by stepping into the piece that's in front of us right now. Right. One of the things that I say all the time to my clients and then to the folks who take my courses is, you know, perfection is a continuum. You know, there's no such thing as it's all set. And so just stepping into the energy of what is here right now that you can engage, that you are present to, that you are conscious of, is just enough to get you to the next step. So we'll be talking about some of that today. So I wanted to, on this call, I wanted to go into the essence of your conscious business. We're going to do a little exercise about that. I'm going to do some distinctions. I'm a coach. So I'm going to do some distinctions about conscious business. And then I also wanted to talk a little bit about some of the systems and the structures of what it takes to do these collaborations, these joint ventures, these partnerships, based on my own experience. So I'm going to get ready to dive in into some of the distinctions. And I'm getting so many questions. It's wonderful. So I'm going to let you know, if I don't get to your question on this call today, and this is basically, we're priming the pump here. So your questions are not going to go off into some deep, dark space. I'll either answer them on the blog, and that's at consciousbusinesstelesummit.com/blog. And I will also pose these questions because the same ones keep coming over and over and over, and that's because there's plenty of juice here. There's plenty to be known about these questions, especially about finding the, in quotes, right partnerships for you. So our experts this week and next week and the following, over the next 3 weeks, will be sharing, and I'll be asking them a lot of these same questions. So you're going to get loads of information and ideas. But the other thing I'm going to say is this. If you just engage this conversation, this experience, and it's free for a good many of you, the calls are free, the 24-hour replay are free, and that's part of the design, you know, and it's wonderful. But if you only engage from the intellect, you will get very little. So really just relax, breathe, and just open to what's here. You know, have a pen and paper handy because you're going to want to jot down things that come to you. And I've also got some things that I'm planning so that we can continue connecting and collaborating and really expand and ripple the energy of what we've started here because we've really started something big. And so as each one of us steps into this, it's really powerful. So I wanted to dive into some of the distinctions around a conscious business model. And I, you know, normally, you know, at the beginning of a call, you go into your personal story, and I'm not, because of the time constraint and the amount of things that I wanted to cover, I'm not really going to go into my personal story. I will let you know that I'm a coach. I'm a trained coach. I also used to own a health club. I'm very body connected. I'm a yoga instructor. I've got many things that I've done, many certifications. I bet lots of you on these calls have many little titles and dot, dot, dots, or as we say in Spanish, papelitos, little pieces of paper that say all the things that you've done. And it's wonderful. But I'm going to say that what you bring to the world cannot be found on a piece of paper. And no piece of paper gives you the right to do anything. Your essence, your being, gives you the right. So, I know that many of the things that come up for us are, I don't know enough, or, you know, how do I translate what I know into something, you know, that people will pay for? And we're going to address all those questions, because people on this call are on a different, you know, are on a continuum of experience with your own business. Some folks are really starting, you know, basically they don't have a business yet and they want to start one. And some folks, some of you are actually doing really well and you want more. You're ready for the next. So all righty, let's get started. So some of the key distinctions for a conscious business model is what I've been talking about already, shifting from intellect to intentional awareness. We've all read the books, right? It's from shifting from at effect to at cause. And so that's a moment-by-moment adventure, right? That's a moment-by-moment choice. And so one of my favorite quotes is by Gary Zukav, "Choice is the engine of your evolution." And in every moment, we have a choice to be awake, to be aware, to be conscious, or to just kind of, you know, skim on the surface. Yeah, you know, this isn't too bad. It's not all that great, but it's not too bad. So you know what? I know this, and it's okay. But I'll bet that most of you on this call feel that call, that pull, that magnetic attraction to something more, that you're willing to risk what you know for what you don't know. And what you don't know is the playground of evolution, is the playground of consciousness, because that's why we're in the playground. It's to explore the creation. And we each get to be at choice in every moment. And that's not a heavy-duty responsibility thing. That's just a what is. So shifting from the intellect to intentional awareness. Another shift, doing versus being, and we've heard this over and over and over, right? You're not a human being. You're not a human doing. You're a human being. But what that actually means, and many of you are already on this adventure, means stepping out of the set ways, the roles, the how you've always done things. And so I'm going to ask you to explore on these calls where you're in these patterns around business. Because if your business isn't open, if it isn't flowing, it's because you're in the old. You're not lined up with the new energy. And the new energy is very exciting, but it's very dynamic. You can't really go with what you've known necessarily. And each moment, you really do have to check in. You've got to open. You've got to breathe. You've got to expand. You've got to connect. And in that connection, in that openness, all kinds of magical things arise. New ideas arise. The person in front of you opens up. Creations, you know, ideas for programs come together. So the way that you've been doing business, or the way that you may have been doing business, is shifting. And so to step into the conscious business, it is about being awake and aware and connected. It's about letting go of some of the ideas of there's not enough, or that's competition, or they're doing the same kind of, you know, coaching or work. I work with people that do the same kind of thing all the time, and yet we each have our tribe. And I think that that's part of the shift, is to recognize that there is something about each one of us that can be heard in a unique way. And there are people that need to hear it just in our way from us. So doing versus being. The third shift is problem to potential, right? It's kind of ingrained and kind of we're conditioned to think about things in terms of problems. I mean, ask anybody, you know, well, maybe not this crowd. But if you ask people a lot of times about how things are going, they may go into this litany of all the problems or the things that are wrong. I'm going to bet that those on this call aren't like that. But taking it even a step further in your world, when you are encountered with something that's not working, are you viewing it from its potential? Because really, it is the potential, because there's something that's not working. So that means that in your engagement of it, there's a possibility to shift. And that's a glorious position to be in. You know, I call it being a transformationalist. And those are the folks that are on this call, I'm going to bet, again, transformationalist, shifting from problem to potential. Shift number four, finder versus seeker. So are you a finder or are you a seeker? I was a seeker for at least 30 years, even, you know, have a trip to India, you know, to prove it. So the more that we empower outside authorities, outside experts, and I have my own rant on experts, the more that we diminish our own being and our own power, especially if we are putting it above our own knowing, right? And we all have our own knowing. We all have our own connection, whether you call it knowing or you call it intuition. We all have that. Some folks, it may be a little bit dimmer because you are not engaging it on a regular basis. So that's some of, I've got another distinction around that one too, but being a finder means being the one to step up for something. We don't need any more leaders. What we're wanting is more leaderfulness. And when a group of people come together, when partners, when collaborators, when joint venture partners come together as leaders, it's a powerful experience. And you create powerful shifts. Fifth distinction here is 3D perception versus broadband sensing. So it's about fostering this energy of openness and multiple options and really tuning into your own ability to sense, not taking yourself as a 3D human being just with a body and the five senses, but it is about experiencing your broadband nature, that you do have access to information on multiple streams. It doesn't matter what you call it, but you have access to much, much more than you may be accessing. And the way that I do it is through what we just did when we started, which is an energetic exercise, which is just really breath and intention and connection. The next distinction for conscious business is competition versus collaboration. Meaningful connection is the message of our time, whether you're looking at social media, whether you're looking at something as basic. Remember when web pages were, you know, like HTML, what has happened to the Internet ever since WordPress? I mean, that's a perfect example of collaboration. There are so many plugins. There's so many collaborations for WordPress that it makes it the richest platform out there. And I would say it's probably the de facto standard for a website now because of its power. And if you look at it too, even if you look at something like search engine ranking and Google, you know, things are ranked according to the content, according to the substance. So long as you are substantive, so long as your essence is present, so long as you are showing up in your business, and whether you're writing or doing courses or offering, the world acknowledges you, whether it's Google or folks that can find you on the Internet. So it's competition. It's not competition anymore. It's really about collaboration. The next distinction for conscious business And there are many more, but I'm just sharing some of them today. My friend and colleague, Suzanne Evans, has got a wonderful message, and she's going around actually speaking about it in person. And she's talking about, you know, forget marketing and start a movement. So really, the distinction is marketing versus movement. It's about caring what you're here for enough to be the answer for where you see there's a problem. It's using models for business that align with consciousness. So, for example, I know that I get emails from folks about, you know, the plethora of emails. and sometimes people feel like a push energy around emails. And, I really want to kind of clarify this because I think that this is one of the big things that holds people back who are conscious and who are doing work in consciousness and yet are looking to be profitable is that there's some kind of problem with an offer because it's perceived as a sale and as something that's pushed at you. And one of the things that happened to me was this breakthrough around doing using language. For me, language is really important, and it actually shifts my own energy. And it shifts yours also. Depending on how you say something, it lands differently. So I started changing my language and not using the word sell or sale, and I started shifting it to offer. And that changed it for me. It really opened something up. And once I made that shift, I did not feel weird about letting people know what I was doing and what my prices were. And many folks do have that problem, do have that barrier. I can even tell from folks who registered for this telesummit. I've got a free live call and a 24-hour replay, and I'll receive emails from people that are angry at me for selling them. I'm like, wow. No, they didn't notice the offer. You know, and the way that I presented my offer felt good to me. And so that's one of those things that we need to address in our own businesses, like what's our style of offer? And seeing what's available in terms of how you do business, whether it's on the internet or in person, how to position that offer in a way that's aligned with you and that you feel good about it. So this whole idea of marketing versus movement is really, really important because if you're leading a movement, things just line up because it's something much bigger than just you and you, you know, of course you need to make a living, but there's something even much bigger. For example, for me in leading this series, I was so excited about this series for almost a year. I knew I wanted to do this. I was scared, too, to do it. And that's how you always know you're in the, you know, you're in the right playground. It's like if you're not scared, you're not shooting big enough. And, you know, something said, Adela, you got to do it anyway. You know, and I remember I chatted about it on one of my calls that I was doing in the last series. And I just did it. And it was easy to do a lot of things because I was so propelled by this vision of conscious business leaders coming together and partnering and learning how to play together so that we all win, so that we're all moving forward, and so that we ripple change everywhere, because I really think that it needs to be a grassroots movement. You know, the folks who are making the money have to be the folks who have this conscious awareness, because then we'll populate the planet with conscious seeds, and we'll be in a position to nurture the growth of these seeds. And these seeds are our businesses that touch lives everywhere, not only in our own immediate circles. So a lot about this marketing versus movement is also about, you know, we don't want to be sold. We want to be engaged. We don't want to be recruited. We want to contribute. We want an energy exchange, a value exchange, from making money to being the steward of meaningful experiences and transformative results. And to do that, you really have to own your own energy. There's something inside of you that wants out. And life is always looking to partner with you if you're looking for the partnership. And so what I would say, one of the things that you can do to find these partners is really open up the blinders. You know, sometimes we're really going with this narrow I kind of got this thing, you know, what happened, my brother had a Doberman, and they did something while his ears were getting, you know, the little pointy thing that happens with the Doberman ears, they would put something on him so, like, he wouldn't move or whatever. And it's like that kind of image. Sometimes we really go around like that with our business instead of really opening up to what's really possible and to what's out there. So it's not about being tied into the matrix of the old collective thinking patterns, like, you know, I can't find the right partners or there's an economic downturn. And it's really tempting to think like that, you know, to think like you don't know enough, you know, that you're not an expert, you know. But really, the expertise that you need to have traveled the road. You need to have cut down the weeds. You need to have, it's like you're in a tropical rainforest. You need to have, you know, opened up the trail so that someone can follow it. Because we all learn much quicker when success is modeled for us, when we see how other people do it. It gives us kind of the permission and the access to find our own way of doing it. And when we see that there are these multiple paths, it fills us really with vision, with clarity. And you start seeing how, you know, this person did it or that person did it, you know, the way Suzanne does it, or, you know, the way Ellen does it, or, you know, Heather Dominick will be on tomorrow. You're going to get ideas, specific ideas that are your own. You'll see how someone else has modeled it, and you'll get your own idea. And so that thing about being an expert, it just really means having the experience, enough experience in something that you can lead someone through. So I want to take a moment here and just take a breather. We're at the half hour, and I wanted to take some questions. So I've got one question here. So how to do the most effective networking for my project, and how can I get from a small list of subscribers to a thriving e-publishing and transformational learning business in 1 year? 1 year. What steps should I take? Well, there's a lot of things are popping up for me with that. One of the things that I want to say is that a small list of subscribers doesn't necessarily mean that you won't thrive. The list is really about the engagement of your list. There are folks that have really, really big lists, and there are folks that have smaller lists. And actually, Julia Stewart is going to be speaking to that during the series. She's going to speak about, you know, generating a six-figure income from a three-digit list or something like that. So it has to do with the quality of your list, and I'm going to say also that it has to do with the quality of your connections. And one of the things that I would do, in terms of doing it in 1 year, basically, I would say that you should be doing something every day to making this happen. Every single day. It should be some kind of action to connect with other partners, because the quickest way to get your message out is to partner with other people and to line up with other aligned communities, just like I have done. This Telesummit is a perfect example of that, is I have lined up with professionals and business leaders who are aligned with my meaning, my message, my market. And so what some of the ways that I've done it, I've got, you know, some online watering holes where I find my kind of people. And you really have to find people that are either where you're at, ready to play, or even a little bit further than you are. Not to say that you can't help people that aren't at the level, but in terms of partnership, you really need a resonant energy to partner with someone. And so we're going to do an exercise, an energy exercise in a little bit, where we're going to see if we can't get some of those pieces for you today. But it is about making the connections. And some of the ways that I do it already is either through is social media, through Facebook, through Twitter. And I'll, those of you that actually paid for that bought the upgrade packages, I've included a bonus 90-minute teleclass where I'm going to really share some detailed information around how to do this using social media. But I use Twitter, I use Facebook, and the other thing, which is really phenomenal, are in-person events. So not necessarily a networking meeting. In-person events that are lined up, again, with your meaning, your message, and your market. I just attended an event in Arizona last month, and next month I'm going to Suzanne Evans' event, you know, Help More People, which is going to be here in New York City. So going to events where people are really aligned with your meaning, message, and markets, and just going up and saying hello to people. And this is one of the things you may not believe this, but I'm kind of introverted, especially when it comes to connecting. So one of the things that I do when before I go to an event is I'll create a connection with that person before I go. So then I feel comfortable enough to go up to that person, introduce myself, say hello. So whether it's, you know, posting on Facebook, checking out, you know, their homepage, checking out their newsletter or their blog and seeing what they're writing about, commenting, you know, creating an energetic connection with this person, especially if it's someone that's lined up, again, with your meaning, your message, and your market. That is the most extraordinary thing that you can do is attend a live event. I recommend that highly. So I want to take one more question. And since I'm alone on this call today, it's a little hard for me to read all this stuff. So I will respond. And if you want me to respond to you personally, you just need to put on the webcast, you need to write your email address for me, and I will make sure and answer your question. If not, I'll address them on the blog, or we'll make sure we'll cover them with other folks. So let's go on to the next question here. Okay, what is the best way to find business builders? That's D-O-D-O, I'm hoping I'm saying that right, in Beaumont. What is the best way to find business builders? Again, I think this has to do with your personal style. It has to really resonate and align with you. For me, I've seen who's prominent in my field. And so I target people who are prominent in my field and are doing something, and they may be a little bit ahead of the curve of where I am. And I make sure that when I interact with them, when I engage them, because you have to engage them, that I provide value. You know, that I become someone who's a resource that I can help out. One of the things that I've done is, like, if I'm in a class, and I've been in a class recently with my mentor, Ellen Britt, and one of the most fantastic experiences for me has been helping other people out, answering their questions based on my own experience. And I did it just because we were in class together, and I was looking to help other people out. So one thing is, you never know where someone is going to be 6 months or a year from now. Not to say that that's your intention, but it's like you're watering your garden all the time. And those stars, those business builders, those partners will show up for you. And this is where your intuitive knowing is really, really essential, because it'll be like a magnetic pull. It'll be like an attraction. You'll like that person's energy. You'll hear what they have to say. They'll be using your words. Your words, I use that in quotes. I know it started happening with me. I've actually had some exchanges with people via email, and they were telling me, Adele, you were using my words. And I was saying, I hope she doesn't think I'm copying her, you know. And no, because when this number of us are lined up and are ready and are saying yes to conscious business, of course we're tapping into a lot of the same streams. So I would say that in recognizing those people, the language is really key. And also how you feel when you're around them. If you read their blog posts, if you know, you read their newsletter, I would say engage people. Let them know. Let them know what you appreciate. Let them know what resonates. Ask a question. Ask a question. Deepen the connection. Explore the relationship. You just never know who is going to be someone that's going to be a partner and who's going to help you build your business. And the way that we build one another's business, it's really funny. Start going around helping other people and watch what happens to your business. It's an energetic inevitability. You know, if you are helpful, if you are value rife, you can't help but get it back. You know, the universe, like Goethe says, the universe lines up. It supports you. But you have to show up, and you have to actually step into the movement. You know, whatever it is that's pulling you, whatever that cause is, whatever that dream, whatever that vision is, you're the steward for that. You're the one that's here to make it real, to make it now. And so every opportunity that you have to do that, do it. Okay, I'm just going to continue. I think what I want to do now is just take a moment, because I've been just doing a lot of information. So take a nice deep breath and exhale. Take another nice deep breath and exhale. Take one more deep, delicious breath. And exhale. And allow your mind to drip down into your body. Drip, 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 drip. Just like a faucet, kind of saturating the cells. Feel the inside of you, your body, going all the way to the micro level, to the cells, and just feel the spaciousness that's you. Feel the space between the cells as if it were just eons, light years. And feel how your being just delights in the sensation of openness. And in this openness, connection arises dynamically, naturally. Super connection is your nature. Dynamic essence is your flow. And feel yourself coming apart with every breath and every exhale and coming together. You are a dynamic being, sourced in every moment by life. Feel your energy expand, your lightness soar, and just feel a ripple of delight. It's just as if you've got a body smile. Your body is just so happy to be home. And feel yourself just like a synapse. You know how synapses come together, and then, you know, when you stop doing something and of use, they just kind of come apart. Just feel yourself in that coming together in your connections, and knowing that there is always access to now and to all of the connections and to the partnerships that are for you. There is no lack. There is no dearth. There's so much. It's just a matter of bringing your awareness to the juicy ones right now. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. And feel your unique essence sourced from the deep eternal inner. Wherever that is for you. For me, it just rises out of my belly, comes up through my heart, and out. And just breathe that essence right in front of you. And just notice. Notice your being, your essence, the qualities of your essence that are just so naturally, brilliantly you. These things are so you that sometimes you don't even value them because they're just so natural. They're just so there. And yet their there-ness is your brilliance. No effort, just isness. And just heart opening when you're in your essence, when you are being your essence fully. Take a nice deep breath. And exhale. Step into that essence. Move around. And allow yourself to get as big as your essence requires, because I'll bet you it's pretty big. And just allow yourself to expand into that essence, becoming more of who you really are. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. And just feel how your essence, your abilities, your talents are kind of like ribbons, like streams, just flowing from you. Just so eager to connect with the right recipient, the just-in-time person, the just-in-time group, the just-in-time being that is eager for what you can deliver, for what you already are. And in your being, they are more, and you are more, and there's more for all. The more that you are your essence, the more that you fully occupy your brilliant being, the more that brilliance abounds. And life is truly glorious. So notice who this tribe is that's just for you. And just notice how they play, how they work, how they dress. Where are they? Where are they hanging out? Where are the connection spots? Just allow them just to kind of like rise easily from the ocean of cosmiciousness. It just bubbles up easily. And notice what you are the answer for. And notice that things may come in an image. You may get a sound, you may get a word, a phrase, you may get a memory. Doesn't matter how it comes to you, just say yes. Thank you. Take a nice deep inhale and exhale. And just imagine everyone on this call. We've got over 2,000 people participating in our adventure the last time I checked. And so know that we are all connected, whether we're on the call live, whether we're on the replay, or whether we even read the blogs, or if we've run across a tweet. Know that each energy that collaborates with this intention is a done deal. And feel the power of our collective intention, rippling conscious business everywhere. Take a nice deep breath. Imagine a circle of all of us. Exhale, all of intentions out and just going up and over the universe and just coming down like dewdrops and landing on the faces, on the arms, on the chest, on the bodies of who really needs you right now, who you are the answer for. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. One more deep breath. And exhale. One last breath. Inhale deeply, fully. And exhale with your breath. Just feel your intention just rippling out everywhere, touching everything, everyone, everywhere. The world has changed. Because you are the yes. And so take a moment to just jot down a couple of things. I like mind maps. So I might do a little circle in the center and write a couple of the qualities of my essence that revealed themselves to me. And then maybe draw a little line out, do another little circle about what I'm the answer for. And then another line, another circle around your tribe, the folks whom you are the answer for. can just capture a couple of things, knowing that whatever else you need, you will get in the ensuing weeks and the ensuing days. It's not going anywhere. Your brilliance is not in a time factor. It's always available, always accessible. Wonderful. So I wanted to just go over a couple of things around the systems for joint venture partners and some of the things that you might want to have in place to play with other folks to do things in terms of whether it's a project, building your list, things like that. So some of you may know some of these things, so I'm just giving an overview here, and we will get into some detail around this over the next few weeks with all of our experts and speakers. So basically, finding partners is really not hard. What's hard is picking up, actually typing the email to connect for a phone call and picking up the phone, because a phone is required. Speaking to people is required, because really connection and meaning is how we come to know one another, and that's how you're going to come to know if someone is the right partner for you. So as I mentioned earlier, the places that I find folks to partner with, actually, once you partner enough, people actually start emailing you. So that's another good thing about once you start doing partnerships, is that people will then start approaching you about partnering. But initially, I use social media, and I use in-person events, and also recommendations from other colleagues. One of the things that I also do is I will ask my colleagues, I'm doing X. Can you suggest anyone who you think might be a really great fit for this? And folks are really helpful about this kind of stuff, really, especially conscious business leaders. They really want to connect. So basically you need a website, and it's really easy to set up a website nowadays with WordPress, and you want to host your WordPress site on your own domain. So that just means a host that has cPanel. And it's really not difficult. There's a lot of themes out there that you can purchase, or even themes that are free, and so many plugins that make it really, really easy to customize your site. So you need a web presence, and it doesn't have to be complicated. It can just be one page with an opt-in box so people can join your list, and you have to have something so that you can connect with folks on an ongoing basis. And it's got to be something that's going to be compelling to the folks that are going to sign up. So it's got to be something that they want to hear about, and that's where your message is really, really important. And those are some of the things that we're going to fine-tune also over the next couple of weeks, is really getting in and fine-tuning your message. You also need a payment system, and you don't have to go crazy and do, you know, a shopping cart. You can actually use PayPal. It's pretty easy. You need something to manage your promotion partners. I prefer calling them promotion partners versus affiliates, even though affiliates is okay, but I like promotion partners. And again, there's plenty of technology out there. I will be sharing some of these tools actually on the blog. There's eJunkie, that's relatively easy to do for affiliate stuff, and there's also, I think ClickBank is another one that's used a lot. You need something to manage your mailing list, and this is really becoming one of those things that's a little bit, I would say that mailing, nowadays it's still effective, mailing people. Most of you are on this call because of an email, but folks' tolerance for email is really, I mean, there's a short fuse around email nowadays. So I think that one of the things that I'm noticing is really tapping into your folks, to your tribe, and finding out what is a comfortable frequency for you to be in connection with them. There's lots of experts that will tell you it needs to be X number of times a month or a week. But you really do need to check in terms of yourself, what feels right for you, how often you want to connect and communicate, and also your tribe. There's also lots of ways to communicate. It does not need to be a newsletter. Folks can, now you use video, you use audio. There's so many ways to connect with folks and just continue sharing your message. And that's another thing in building your conscious business, that the way that you connect, the way that you deliver your message has to be congruent with you. It has to be something where your essence shows up and you light up and you show up easily. It can't be something that you're doing because someone says that's the way to do it. That no longer works. Following other people's models just because they said so or just because it's worked for them doesn't work anymore. You really have to find what works for you. And some of that is playing around and seeing what works for you. The other thing that you need is you really need to be able to connect from your soul, from your heart, however you do that. Some of you noticed my opt-in offer, and many of you took me up on it. Some folks got offended by it, but that was such the minority. There were only a few people that emailed me. Most people were okay with it, you know, and many people took advantage of it. I love to write. So for me, writing is a joy, and so I'll do, an opt-in letter that captures my essence in my writing. For some folks, you may want to do something else, and you may want to play with whatever comes to you in terms of your conscious business model. So I'm going to have lots of ideas and lots of experts sharing their models, their methods for the next 3 weeks. What I want you to really tap into is that you are the expert in your conscious business. And in order for your business to be really conscious, it needs to be true. It needs to be you. Because really, people, who they connect with is you. And all of these tools that we use, this telesummit, you know, an email, a website, a blog, is just a way for someone to come to get to know you. And so be open to your own hits, to your own intuition, to your own knowing, and start jotting down some of the things that come up for you during these calls. Because as you do that, your business will come alive. Your business will flourish. And those who partner with you will partner with you specifically because you're discernible, you're unique, you're you, and they get you, they like you, they know you, they trust you, and they want to spread the good news about you. So, I'm just going to take a moment and just check in with our webcast and see if there are more questions. Okay. All right, this is from Veronica in Castle Rock, Colorado. Adela, I have been in biz for over 20 years, and after experiencing a major life crisis, I have been unsuccessful to come back, asking for help and being turned down by everyone. I have really felt sisterhood with our messages so alike, yet I keep being turned down, and nothing I have tried has worked to rebuild from scratch. Veronica, the feng shui queen. Thank you, Veronica. You know, when things happen like that, when things just, I say follow the energy. Veronica. That's my mantra. Follow the energy. And for me, a lot of what has been my own personal breakthrough around indecision, feeling like I don't know enough, because I've experienced all those things, whatever the barriers, whatever the reasons why I couldn't show up right now in this moment, I have found for me that the energy work has been extraordinary. And for me, it's just a practice of breathe, relax, expand. And it's some of what I've shared on these calls, on this call today. So as I have started really tuning in to more of my full being and my broadband sensing, what I call broadband sensing, which means, you know, your intuition, just really knowing more than you might ordinarily tune into. I've discovered that that has really been my inner compass. And so when things don't work out externally, I look to see what shift is being elicited from me internally. Because as much as I shift, as much as, you know, I'm on the go and I've, you know, I'm doing really great and, you know, all the stuff, all the progress or whatever, there's always more, especially if you're stepping into a bigger playground. And sometimes it looks like a complete deconstruction. Sometimes everything crumbles. And if I were to share some of my personal experience, I can tell you right now that's what's happened in my own life. I mean, certain areas of my life have crumbled. And yet, my relationship to the crumbling is different. There's a resilience. There's a knowing of that it's lined up. And so I check within myself to see what reorientation, what realignment, what shift is being called for me. So let's take a moment, Veronica, and anyone else who may be feeling like things aren't working out, like you've tried this, you've tried that. Take a deep breath. And just sink into the present moment, what is right now. Yeah, you know, stuff has fallen apart. Seems like that road's closed. And just create the intention, the awareness, the knowing that the new is here and that you are willing to see the new. And the new will reveal itself to you as you are on the lookout for it. Not in a, I've got to find it kind of way, but just kind of like, you know, kind of like you're sightseeing and you're checking out all the really cool new sites and, you know, you're on Route 66 and you're just checking out, you know, the road as you drive and you're saying, oh, wow, look, check out that over there. It's like that. It's very light. It's very easy. There's no neediness. And if there's something specifically, more specifically, Veronica, thank you for asking that question. I know you left your email. If there's something more specific, please, you know, email me or post to the blog. The blog is consciousbusinesstelesummit.com/blog. And I'll be posting notes from every call. And I'll probably be posting things in between, too. So thank you. Well, we're almost up on time, 4:58. I did want to mention that I have created, yes, I have, a Ning network for folks who want to start connecting. So it's at consciousbusinessnetwork.ning.com. And this can be one place where we can start coming to know one another and start engaging in some discussions and conversations about what it is that you're up to and what you would like some help with. So I'm going to unmute the lines, and I wanted to thank everyone for being here today, and I'm really looking forward to engaging in a series with you, so I'm going to unmute. It may be a little crazy, maybe not.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's been wonderful being with you all here today.
Thank you, Adela.
You're welcome.
Great
thank you
call,
very much,
Adela.
You're welcome.
Very, very, very great call.
Thank you.
Great call, Adela. Beautiful.
Thank you.